The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Back, everybody. This is Alan Ellis without Miss Robin today. Unfortunately, she's feeling a little under the weather, and she's not with us. So we do miss her, and we hope she gets back here real quick. So I know she's listening sporadically. So anyway, we're talking about a deer disease a friend of mine encountered called circling disease. And what happens is the deer exhibit a behavior that's it's pretty interesting, and I'll describe it here in a minute. But the cause of listeriosis is it's a disease of both domestic and wild animals and occasionally humans, caused by a bacteria in the Listeria group. Listeria monocytogenes is the species typically responsible for causing clinical illness. Listeriosis was first described in laboratory animals in 1926. And was first reported in wildlife in 1927 in South Africa. People are occasionally infected with listeriosis following the consumption of contaminated food or raw milk. The elderly, neonates, pregnant women, and immune-compromised people are more susceptible to this disease, and it can be fatal in these groups. Contact with animals is not usually a means of transmission of listeria to human. People are advised to cook meat and eggs thoroughly, rinse raw vegetables before eating, wash your hand surfaces and utensils for food preparation, and not to consume unpasteurized milk or cheeses. I'll just keep on here and then we'll get to Fran. Bacteria has been isolated in many species of terrestrial and aquatic animals, birds, reptiles, amphibians, and fish. Clinical illness has been observed in wild ruminants, white-tailed deer, moose, roe deer, fallow deer, giraffes, llamas. The disease has also been reported in wild carnivores, hares, rabbits, waterfowl, and primates. Domestic animals are susceptible to listeriosis, as are humans. Listeriosis occurs sporadically in wild populations, but outbreaks occur occasionally are usually associated with contaminated feeds stored outside. It occurs in soil and contaminated vegetation worldwide. The disease is more frequent in temperate and colder climates. Animals acquire listeriosis following consumption of materials from a contaminated environment. The bacteria can be found in soil, sewage, stream water, dust, vegetation, and silage. The bacteria may be introduced to the environment in the feces of an infected animal. New infections occur when animals ingest a bacteria in contaminated feed or water, and it either enters cuts or abrasions in the oral cavity, directly crosses the intestinal lining. Insects may be able to transmit it, but this is probably not a significant cause of disease transmission. If anybody would like to read about this, I'll be more than glad to share the link. Just send me an email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. It's a link on the Pennsylvania Game Commission. A lot of information about listeriosis, which has been seen in Maryland deer, no question. So let's talk to Fran. Good morning, Fran. How are you this morning?
Yes, good morning. Good to hear from you. First of all, Alan, I want to say also to Robin, because he's listening, listen, we know you are a roll with the punches kind of woman.
That's true.
Okay? And so we're so used to you and coming back. You're tough. You may not be a hunter, but you're just as tough as they are, I'll tell you that. So I wish you well. Relax. Get yourself regrouped. You know, the body has a way of healing itself.
Yep.
And we'll talk to you next week.
There now. You go. Probably will.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So now let me tell you. First of all, when I heard about this banquet, you know, my mind is very young. My
yes.
body, we're having a failure to communicate. Okay?
Yeah, I know that feeling.
I love that movie. Anyway, so what happens is, you know, your body got to make you tough for when you get in my age bracket. So I was listening to you talking, and I really appreciate. Oh, let me say this one thing. I wish you well, all of you, at the banquet today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, first when I heard about this weather warning, I said, oh, my God, the wet banquet is, you know, Saturday.
Yeah.
And I thought, wait a minute, friend, what are you talking? These are my kind of people.
Yeah.
They ain't not afraid of no 20 degrees.
Mm-mm.
And so plenty of times they go hunting and wish it was 20 degrees, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're not afraid of a couple inches of snow. They're not afraid of rain. What are you worried about them for? So the banquet should go well.
Yep.
Now, the next thing is, I got a couple, you know, sometimes you have to laugh to keep from crying.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
And so this is I made up two little jokes for you.
All right.
One, you were talking today about the circling disease.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Well, you know, I live in the city.
Right.
I've seen that circling disease all the time.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you see circling disease in the city?
Let's put it this way. It's the two-legged.
Okay. All right. I got you.
That's why I say you have to laugh to keep from crying.
That's right.
Okay. Now, the other little joke I have is there's a positive side to wearing the mask, okay? And I'm going to tell you what it is. This is especially about women. You know, women are judged. Is she a 10? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, for all the women who society thinks or they think that they're a 5 below, okay, put that mask on, honey, and come on out.
See, there you go.
Get your hair done. Get your nails done.
Yeah.
Put that mask on and come on out. And, honey, you could be 10 for a day.
That's right. That's right. Friend, you're bad.
Well, I know. I'm bad. I'm terrible.
Uh-huh.
All right, well,
that's what we like about you.
Everybody enjoy themselves. Have a good time. Don't let anything really keep you down.
Nope.
All right. Hope it's a success. All right?
It will be. It will be. And thank you for the well wishes on that. I'll pass that on to everybody that that I run into over there. Because plenty of them are listening. There's no question.
Okay.
So. Thank you, dear. Have a good day. Bye-bye. There goes Fran. If you heard that crash in the background, ladies and gentlemen, that was me dropping my microphone and headset on the ground. Did that blow your ears out, Chris?
No, but it's something I've got to take care of after the show's over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The moment of silence was me tripping over my headset microphone while attempting to let the dog out. The machinery is that mobile, but I'm not that nimble. Sorry about that, folks. So, yeah, that won't be in the podcast, will it, Chris?
No, it will definitely be taken out.
Yeah, I'm sorry about the crash, and I'm sorry it went over the air. So, it just happens, you know. Life here at home is different than life in the studio. So, and my poor little dog out there in the rain, she's looking at me. She doesn't want to go off the porch, but she has to go off the porch. So, usually I'm out there with her, but I think she finally made that decision. So, anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We did take Jolene to the vet this week. She got a couple of shots, and she got some tests done, and everything is fine. The vet said she's a very smart little critter, which, you know, you don't insult somebody's animal by saying, boy, that's the dumbest animal I've ever seen in my life. No, but she is. She's smart as a whip. 11 weeks old, and she is a Bernese Mountain Dog crossed with a poodle, and she's supposed to be a mini. Both of her parents were mini Bernedoodles. The way she's growing and the size of her paws, we're not sure she's going to stay mini, but she is the cutest little pup that I've ever seen. And her name is Jolene, and Robin named her Jolene because of her affection for me and my affection for her. She doesn't want Jolene to steal her man. How about that? So that's that's how that came about. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Anybody on the line, Chris? I think Chris is screening a call right now. I'm going to walk over here and let the dog back in. And there she is. And hopefully she won't chew on any of the wires while we're broadcasting here, folks. But we're going to put her back in her kennel for a minute. There we go. And try to continue on with the show. Very interesting dynamic here. Oh, my goodness. 410 WCBM 680. So there are a lot of things that affect our white-tailed deer here in Maryland. Out in the western part, there's a few cases of CWD, chronic wasting disease. Across the state, we've had pockets of EHD, which is epizootic hemorrhagic disease, which is spread by a gnat. Sometimes survivable, a lot of fatalities with that. Another inflammatory disease that affects, the deer's organs and gives them a high temperature. That's why you'll find them around water, spread by no-see-ums or gnats or whatever you want to call them, midges that bite the deer and infect them with the bacteria. And there are other things out there that are all part of nature. So we just, we have to inform you of some of those things. People have been asking me, throughout the last few weeks, what do you think about this COVID in deer? Well, deer have it, SARS-CoV, COV-2, and white-tailed deer. There's actually a question and answer page on the Maryland Department of Natural Resources site. And, has it been found in white-tailed deer? Yeah. How'd they get them? It's unknown how they get it. Possible deer got the virus from people or other animals. Deer are abundant, and millions of people become infected. It's possible spillover from people to deer could have happened, but who knows? So, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And, Dave, we will get right to you as soon as we do our break number one. Hey, spring is right around the corner. You have plenty of time to look out in your backyard and see where that new picnic table is going to fit and where that grill is going to be on your deck. Yep, Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. Giant selection, and I mean giant lot-filling selection of colorful, weatherproof poly outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, especially on Adirondack chairs. You can see all that. And there's some really innovative dining tables for your backyard or your deck, too. You can see all that from Route 50 as you go by at Exit 44, Kent Island. You'll find gym sets for the kids and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard and free setup and delivery within 60 miles, free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside Backyard Billy's showroom, check out the barbecue grills, pellet grills by Traeger, ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe and Big Green Egg. You'll see all that at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and fire rings if you want to start a little fire out there in the backyard and gather around, toast some hot dogs and marshmallows for those chilly spring evenings. Keep in mind, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillies.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B. That's right. Kent Island. Well, closer to Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. Hey, it's the final 2 days, today and tomorrow, of Clyde Sports Shop's Let's Go Fishing 10-day sale. You heard about it from Stan and the great values that he and his son found there. It's tackle for perch and trout all on sale. You can fill your reels with premium monofilament for half price, starting at 1 cent per yard. Just take your empty spools and have Clyde's install new line. Doesn't include the power pro braided line. It's just a quality monofilament. Shakespeare rods and reels are on sale, including the famous Ugly Stick. The Fluger rods and reels are on sale. The Penn spinning reels are on sale, featuring the Battle II series. And Fluger spinning reels are on sale, featuring the President series. And all rod and reel combos have a sale price. Kids combos, kids fishing kits, all together, rod and reel, little tackle pack, start at $19.95 for trout, bass, catfish, panfish, and more. And don't forget to check out the selection. If you're looking to upgrade, the St. Croix rod is the way to go. A large selection of St. Croix rods at Clyde Sports Shop. Live and frozen bait and minnows, fishing license, rod repairs, and tackle for any species that swims in Maryland at Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. And we have to tell you one more time, at least, about the Maryland Sportsman and Outdoor Show. Coming up, Tower County Fairgrounds, March 26th and 27th. There'll be a large amount of vendors out there, and we hope you can make it. Bucks, bears, stags will be there measuring white-tailed deer, black bears, and sika deer. But be sure to make that show. Hours are 9 to 6 on Saturday and 9 to 4 on Sunday, March 26, 27. Howard County Fairgrounds, that's Interstate 70, exit 80. Maryland Sportsman Outdoor Show offers expert seminars and excited vendors. If you'd like to exhibit your own products and services, contact the show through the website, mdsportsmanshow.com. Buy a boat, pick a taxidermist, catch a trout, join a group, or book a trip. Guns and ammo, archery, guides and lodges, trout pond for kids, deer scoring, taxidermy, apparel, boats, campers, kayaks, canoes, ATVs, and clubs and organizations all on display. See it all at the Maryland Sportsman and Outdoor Show. Coming to the Howard County Fairgrounds, March 26th, 27th. For more, website mdsportsmanshow.com. And we'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Let's load Grandpa's old Piro in the truck bed next to mine. His old 12-gauge, I've taught you right, you can handle it just fine. I bought you gloves and waders new, you won't feel quite so cold. There's a new world waiting for you, son, that's 1,000 lifetimes old. We'll be there in the morning sun, waiting amongst the reeds. Wear a clear head and a steady hand, that's all a fella needs. And if you listen close, my son, you'll hear that spirit say, when they cup and fall at first light, you can hear those whistling wings.
Yep, hear those whistling wings, that's for sure. So, hey, let's talk to Dave in Perry Hall. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, Alan, you asked about unusual animal sightings.
Yes.
Two, I had my life at one job. I had my employer sent me to do an assessment of a large building, and I was up on its flat roof, and a killdeer had made a nest up there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a bird, when you get near its nest, it imitates, it has a broken wing.
Yep, it'll drag its wing to lead
and,
you away. Yep.
You know, it sort of, that was really amusing. It was
yes.
kind of like, I don't know whether I was chasing it around the roof a little bit or it was luring me around, but that I heard about that before, but it was really neat to see that in nature.
Yep. We had a lot of killdeers at the nursing home where my father was superintendent when I was a kid, and you know, they nest on the ground there, and the place had a flat roof. I'm guessing they had some on the roof as well, but you'd see them out in the lawn there, and you know, they do that wing drag thing, which is pretty cool.
So, cool, yeah. If anyone gets a chance to see that's pretty neat.
Yes, it is.
My other observation was more personal. I was in my office one afternoon on the campus, and I got a call from security that there was a rabid raccoon trying to get into the lobby 7.
Mm.
And I had one of those poles with the steel cable on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And oh my gosh, up there, and that thing, it probably looked twice as big to me as it actually was.
Right.
Mangy looking, hissing and everything. And we had our own fire department on campus. And
right.
The officers came up and we sort of walked it towards a chain link fence, and I managed to get the loop around its neck. But for a while there, I wish they hadn't called me.
That's a dangerous situation because there's, you know, there's the two varieties of that. I mean, the two displays of rabies, and one is dumb rabies where the animal looks disoriented and you can practically walk up to it. And then the other one is, you know, rage rabies, where the animal just is vicious and will bite and attack and everything else. And that's
I'm guessing it was the latter because
the rage,
like,
yeah,
looking its back and
yep.
and
yep.
I didn't know whether it was going. It was, sometimes it seemed like it was coming towards me, and other yep. times it was backing off. And then finally got the cable around it, the loop around it.
Yeah,
I'm holding it, and it's very unhappy. And,
oh yeah,
one of the firemen takes over holding it for me, and
right.
the head of security is there, and we're just like, well, how do we kill this humanely? And all of a sudden, the fireman just pulls on the cable hard.
And I guess, adios, amigo.
I'm like, well, we could do that.
Oh, we could do that.
Yeah.
That would work.
Yeah, that would work.
Oops.
I don't you know. When you're in charge of animal control on a large campus, you never know what's going to
happen. No, you never do.
So, yep. I had a groundhog loose in my lap in a van one time.
That's not fun either. I picked a little one up one time, and it got under the back seat in my blazer and couldn't get it out. So that's
This was another guy, and I captured this in a cardboard box, and he was driving and somehow. And we're going down the road, and I'm opening that door and kicking it.
Yeah, sure.
Went out. Wow.
They have pretty nasty claws, don't they?
Well, I didn't get it, fortunately, that day.
Oh, well, good for you.
Yeah, maybe. I was panicked enough to do that one out. And then I managed to capture 13 skunks without getting sprayed.
Well, you've had some great life experiences, no question.
So. And, well, people on the campus had started feeding them. Or the fact that it was happening, the people there were at night, lonely, bored, and people were feeding feral cats, and that wasn't a good idea.
That's not fun either. Nope.
So the skunks were eating the catfish, they lost their fear of people, so they started following everybody
yep.
around. And then I got tasked with controlling the skunks. But anyway.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you put food out for something else. You attract all kinds of wildlife. It can be opossums. It can be raccoons. It can be skunks. I experienced that myself in Baltimore County with the raccoons and the opossums. Never had a skunk, thank God. But, you know,
But the opossums. Well, I like them because they like to eat ticks. If I could figure out a way to get them in my yard, I'd leave them here.
Uh-huh. Well, that's what they say. So.
Yep.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Dave. Thanks for sharing those experiences. That's pretty cool.
Okay. You all have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. Let's talk to Lee in Towson. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Hey, Alan. Good. How you doing?
I'm good.
All right. Hey, golden eagle experience I had up at Conowinga Dam. I was up there many years ago. I think it was in November.
Right.
And there was a pretty good bite on rockfish and walleye. And I'm standing here below the dam waiting with some other fishermen, admiring the seagulls and bald eagles picking up shad.
Yep.
And I'm standing there looking over near the wing wall, and all of a sudden I see this large puff of feathers.
Right.
And this humongous bird, which I didn't know was a golden eagle, was getting frustrated with the seagulls because apparently their mobility to pick stuff out of the water isn't really there. So the other fisherman next to me said, what is that? He says a golden eagle. I said, oh, my God, look how big it was. Alan, they absolutely dwarfed the bald eagle.
I know. Yep. About a 7.5-foot wingspan, something like that, probably 1.5 size body size of a bald eagle, you know. So
yes. I mean, yep. just a tremendous bird, and they're real broad. They're thick, for me to identify, you know, not having great vision, you know, was how brown and reddish they were, you know, the totally different color. But, you know, to see this puff of feathers, the golden eagle actually grabbed one of the seagulls and made a dinner of that.
Yep.
It's pretty spectacular.
I mean, I love to see the interaction with wildlife, even if something becomes prey. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
it's, you know, I mean, that's what we're doing when we're fishing. We're imitating a prey species to a predator, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But when you see it on a different level, you know, I've seen Cooper's hawks take birds out of the air, and you know, mm-hmm. I've seen, that's pretty cool, you know, and I've seen, you know, a fox play with a mouse for probably an hour in the snow.
Yes.
You know,
yeah,
and that kind of stuff is just, you know.
Absolutely.
Unforgettable.
Absolutely. So. Another quick experience I saw was at Lapinum at the boat ramp, and two bald eagles, you know, way up in the air. One of them had a shad.
Yeah.
And the one was harassing the other.
Right.
So, Alan, in midair in the sun, all of a sudden the harassment, the bird that had the shad dropped it. And the second one, in midair, swooped underneath of it while this shad is, you know, flip-flopping back and forth in the air and grabbed it out of midair.
Oh, that's amazing.
I mean, that was like, wow, how cool can it get?
One of the coolest bird things I've seen several occasions where the eagles have locked talons and tumbled to the ground.
Wow.
One of them right over Arundel Mills. You know, and they grabbed each other a couple times, and it's a territory thing. It's not necessarily a mating thing. Saw it on Kent Island, and, you know, you watch the dance, and then all of a sudden one of them will turn over and the other one will grab it. They'll lock talons, and they'll just tumble. And sometimes they hit the trees or hit the ground and get injured. But I saw there's a photo out. I just saw it on social media the other day of an osprey with a, looked like a menhaden, with a crab hanging on the end of it. Now, I don't know if that's photoshopped or if that's an actual picture that somebody took, you know. I did actually see Taylor's Island was an eagle being chased with a fish being chased. Mm-hmm. No, wait a minute. Let me think about this. Yes, being chased by a hawk. Let me think of it again. Hold on, I'm trying to bring it back in my head. There were three birds. It was either an eagle, an osprey, an eagle, and a crow, or some combination. But the crow was underneath, and, you know, the osprey was trying to get the fish from the eagle or vice versa. You know, ospreys don't like eagles, and eagles don't like ospreys. So,
right. Or no.
If you remember the famous osprey release on the lower Chesapeake Bay, with Bill Clinton. Do you remember that?
Vaguely.
Yeah, Bill was there. He released
Bill Clinton.
What? Bill Clinton, yeah, the
Bill
president.
Clinton, okay.
Yeah, the president. Right. He released this osprey. Okay, it had been rehabilitated. The osprey gets out across. The osprey gets out across the bay, and an eagle comes along and drives it into the bay. In view of the cameras.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Yes.
Anyway,
well,
that had to be a
moment.
Yep. But I love the raptors. I love the birds of prey. I love to watch all that. You know.
I'll tell you another one. We were trolling one time in the Susquehanna.
Yep.
And I had a shallow running lure, and all of a sudden I'm holding it in my hand. All of a sudden it kind of went slack. And my friend that was with me says, dude, your lure is up in the air with an osprey. An osprey, the lure looks so realistic, like a shad. It grabbed it. And I was like, please let go of it. Please let go. And the fish, or the bird actually, let go of it. And believe me, I reeled that lure in so quick.
No question.
So,
yep.
But yeah, any moments with a... anything like a bird or whatever it's you can Photoshop that into your mind and
exactly. Yeah. I wish I could remember.
I'm not a camera person, but
right.
No,
I wish I could remember the exact sequence of birds that I saw. I used to be able to tell it just bing, 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 but it was pretty exciting. So.
Yeah.
Hey, Lee, thank you, buddy. We got to let you go.
Hey. See you, Alan.
All right, man. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir. All right, Bay Country Crabbing Supply, Crabbing and Outdoors, that's what it's called now, Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors. With fishing season here and crabbing right around the corner, Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, a.k.a. Crab Headquarters in Edgewater, the selection of tackle for freshwater, tidal, and bay fishing is outstanding. Rods and reels from the top brand, artificial lures for perch, bass, snakeheads, and rockfish line the walls. There's live bait, there's ice, and... Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, your local crabbing headquarters, stocks crab traps and trot lines and nets and bait bags and steamers and crab seasonings and everything you need for catching crabs. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors is located at 3137 Solomon's Island Road on the northbound side near Advanced Auto Parts. The phone number, 410-956-0300, and put April 9th on your calendar, the 12th annual open house, 9 to 4, with seminars, Q&A sessions, raffle prizes, Randy Dean from Bay Hunter Charters, Snakehead Fishing with High Octane Baits, Captain Lonnie Johnson with GI Jigs, Jonathan Peak, Chesapeake Bay Fly, and much more. Complimentary barbecue and sodas while supplies last. So Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors has everything you need for recreational commercial crabbing and freshwater tidal and bay fishing tackle, too. That number again, 410-956-0300, 956-0300, or visit baycountrycrabbingsupply.com. Hey, Waterman, bring your license for your discount at Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors in Edgewater. Spurry's Tire Service, right around the corner here, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car or truck, any make, any model. Tire repair. Full-service automotive repair, 24-hour truck service, and more has kept Spurry's customers, including me, including Robin, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Visit that website, spurriestire.com. That's 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. And we'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Hey, let's welcome Dave. Good morning.
If I could walk with the animals, talk with the animals, grunt and squeak and squawk with the animals, and they could talk to me. If I consulted with quadrupeds, I think what fun we'd have asking over crocodiles to tea, or maybe lunch with two or three.
Came back a little early there, didn't I? Let's talk to Dave. Good morning, Dave. How are you this morning?
Good morning. How about yourself?
I'm all right. What's going on?
Well, I own my own nuisance wildlife removal company. And
okay.
I have a story about an emu.
An emu?
Yes, sir. When I first
this sounds like fun. Book, all right.
About 15, 20 years ago, I got a call from Baltimore County Police Department down in Dundalk.
Uh-huh.
And they asked if I could handle emus. I'm like, yeah, sure, I could do that. I didn't know what an emu was. I had no clue. So I go down there, and here's four police officers got this little ostrich surrounded. They got their guns out, their flashlights on them, and they're all petrified. I'm like, what the heck? Come on, guys. It's like a big goose.
Yeah.
So I walked up, grabbed him by his neck, and he kicked me in my chest and knocked me about 3 feet flat on my butt.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're nothing to be trifled with, that's for sure.
Oh, dude. They can kick forward, not backwards.
Yeah.
So then I chased him into the woods a little bit, and I grabbed him by his leg to pull him out. Well, I didn't know they had spikes on their leg, like a rooster.
Now you do.
Spread my hand. So finally, I take my belt off, I wrap it around his neck, and I'm dragging him out of the woods. And with a little help from the police officers, we get him into the van. By the time I got back to the zoo, he had deceased. But that was a story I'll never forget.
Maybe the belt wasn't such a great idea at the time.
Well, it was either that or let him get away. And
yeah, I get you. So this animal had actually escaped from the zoo?
No. There's a bar down in Dundalk, and the gentleman had three of them.
Ah.
And apparently one of them got out of the fence.
I got it.
Causing havoc in the traffic.
Yeah. So. Hey, at least you didn't get called in on the zebras down there in southern Maryland.
I did get a call, and I gave them. See, I'm a for-hire person. I gave
right.
them a price, but they didn't want to mess with it.
I'm sure.
So. Anyway, wildlife is lovely.
Yes, it is. Well, you know, you guys go out there and do that, the wildlife control guys. You know, I know several people that do that, that, you know, trap, go into homes and, you know, remove anything from snakes to, you know, to squirrels and bats and all that stuff. So, I mean, there's an inherent danger in some of that stuff because of the rabies and so forth, especially the bat guys. And, you know, somebody calls you with a raccoon, you know, you find out when you get there that it's acting un-raccoon-like, and therefore you right. suspect it might be rabid. You know, any nocturnal animals that are coming out during the daylight hours, you have to be suspect of, you know.
Absolutely. And
you know, including... go ahead.
Oh, sorry. No, let's add another bad event to it. Right now I'm sitting here waiting to get up on the roof to get a raccoon out of the attic. So you're dealing with ladders. This is going to be a 32-foot ladder.
Wow.
Then you got a mother raccoon, probably, who does not want to leave her house.
Nope.
And, yeah, it could get pretty hairy real quick.
Literally. Yep. Well, hey, listen, thanks for the call. I appreciate that. You know, these guys have encounters all the time, and never had one about an emu yet in Maryland. Yep. So.
All right, brother, hold on to this number. If you need me, give me a call.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
See you guys. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yep. All right. Okay, how about that? That was pretty cool, huh? Hey, you have a beautiful fireplace in your home that you just never use? I mean, it's just sitting there. There's a hole. There's a flue. There's, you know, the flue's shut to keep the heat from going out of the room. There's a log holder there on one side with a few logs in it, and they've been there for about 15 years since the last fire. And nobody wants to start it. Nobody wants to halt. Well, look, fix that by going to Backyard Billy's. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, their premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region, and replace that empty hole with a gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation of our Enviro EX35, which provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We enjoy the remote control convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. You press a button, you get the blower. You press another button, you get the light. You press another button, you get a higher flame. You can control its five levels of flame. It's a blower's got a couple speeds on it. It's actually a pretty neat little deer, and we sit here in the recliner and control the fireplace. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands, and a good supply still left in stock, so why not stop by this weekend? They're open 7 days a week. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon. You'll be ready next time it gets really cold, like tonight. Visit BackyardBillies.com. The Hearth America Facebook page, call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. Hey, if you love the outdoors, be sure to attend the Maryland Sportsman and Outdoor Show. Coming to the Howard County Fairgrounds March 26th, 27th. That's Interstate 70 at Exit 80, West Friendship. Hours are 9 to 6 on Saturday, 9 to 4 on Sunday. The Maryland Sportsman and Outdoor Show offers expert seminars and excited vendors. If you'd like to exhibit your products or services, you can still do that by contacting the show through the website, mdsportsmanshow.com. Buy a boat, pick a taxidermist, catch a trout, join a group, or book a trip. Guns and ammo, trout pond for the kids, archery, guides and lodges, deer scoring, taxidermy, apparel, boats and campers, kayaks, canoes, ATVs, or clubs and organizations. See it all at the Maryland Sportsman and Outdoor Show, coming to the Howard County Fairgrounds March 26th, 27th. For more, visit mdsportsmanshow.com. One more time, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. The Let's Go Fishing Sale continues through tomorrow, and we mentioned this before, but there is a supply of Winchester SXP Defender shotguns, the perfect home defense weapon. There are four different models to choose from. They start at $360, and based on the accessories that come with it, up to $580. Stop by, see the selection, and then you can own the firearm that could save your life. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Phone number 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie.
Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Cadenceville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Cadenceville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
I'm on a first name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buzz baits and Zara spooks, pumpkin seeds and flukes, booyah crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
All right, let's talk to Emmett. Good morning, Emmett. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Alan.
Good morning.
Hello?
What's
hey,
on your mind?
Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you a story about a goat down in Dundalk.
A goat? Is all this stuff happening in Dundalk for some reason?
Yeah, well, what happened was that it was our pastor at our church there. They were it was Christmas, and they had a live manger scene. Okay? So we put the goat, after we changed scenes, they put the goat in the foyer where there's glass doors.
Yeah.
Goat saw its reflection and thought it was another goat and got out.
Oh, man.
So we saw it got out, and then we were running up and down the streets trying to find it. It made its way down to the local 7-Eleven, and when we found it, it was sitting in a police squad car. They had a hat on it, and they were taking pictures of themselves with it.
That's pretty good. Oh, my gosh, that's funny. That is funny.
We haven't done any more live scenes since then.
That's a good one, though. I like that one. Yeah. So. Oh, my gosh.
You and Robin, be blessed.
Thank you, buddy. Thanks for the call. And thanks for the laugh. That was good. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I didn't have this particular encounter. My ex-wife did. I don't know if she's listening or not, but many, many years ago, we were hunting a farm up in Glencoe, near up in Somerset County, Pennsylvania. And she encountered an animal that she didn't know what it was. I didn't know what it was at that point. She said it looked like a raccoon with a long tail but no stripes. So I'm thinking, what in the world was this? She actually encountered a fisher on the ground, not in the trees, but on the ground. And we know there are fishers in Western Maryland, you know, which is a big member of the weasel family. But to actually see one, encounter one, is pretty rare. They do trap them up there on occasion. Bobcats, we've seen two bobcats, one at night, up near Sealand Grove, Pennsylvania. And I saw another one when I was probably first and last hunting trip to West Virginia near Canaan Valley. I saw another one sneaking through the underbrush. But we get trail cam pictures on a regular basis from friends in Frederick County and West that have bobcats on their trail cameras on a semi-regular basis. So those are some rare animals that we have here in Maryland. And it's nice to know that they're out there, even if you don't encounter them on a daily basis. So, all right. How much time do we have left there, Chris? And anybody on the line? We have a couple of minutes, actually. We could probably get another caller in.
If they call real quick.
410. WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number, but you got to call quick. Yes. yeah, nice comment, Chris. I might need that.
Yeah.
So, poor Robin. She's trying to get some rest. She's listening to the show. We're not giving her any rest. She wants to participate. So we have to give her some airtime next week, a little extra airtime, so she can tell her animal stories. What do you think, Chris?
Well, give it to her. She takes it all the time.
Oh, now who's the dead man walking?
But see, I'm taking the heat off of you. I'm helping you out, my friend.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate that, man. I really do. Appreciate that. Oh, my gosh. That's funny. Yikes. Yeah. Let's see. What is that? Three what?
Something about cows.
A cow belt, cow with a bell around her neck and a camel on Route 50. Okay. We'll get that next week. We want to hear that now, Robin. We definitely want to hear that. That camel on Route 50 beats zebras running around in southern Maryland, you know. And don't forget the alligator stories, too, you know. Oh, and Chessie. You remember Chessie, Chris? The manatee? He might be answering the phone. Chessie the manatee came up the bay, was sighted a lot in Queen Anne's County in the upper bay here. Mid-bay, around the Bay Bridge, wound up being captured or corralled in the creek where Robin's father has his house. So, you know, that's pretty cool, the manatee. And now I heard somewhere that the manatee is back, but I'm not sure if that's true or not. Robin will have to research that and let us know on that one next week. So we've got Chessie, a deer with a cowbell around its neck, and a camel on Route 50. Thoroughly enjoyed this week's show, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you did, too. We got to off on some unusual stuff and talked about birds of prey and rabid animals and, you know, all kinds of encounters with wildlife. And that's kind of a great show for me, that I get to listen to and hear about people's experiences, encounters in the outdoors. So thanks for joining us. There's the music. Get out, stay safe, stay warm today. Hug your kids. Call a relative, tell them you love them. And we'll see you next week.